in good shape.
So he's quite
active. Young at what? Doesn't show his age. That's about it.
He's got a lot of
energy left in him.
Okay. Okay. How about the like here's a lead. It says an old person, say about 80, who does farm work and doesn't get tired. Okay, and you might say, I don't care how old he or she is, he or she's mighty
young
for
their age.
Okay, something like that. How about you might say the children are out later than usual. I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
worried.
All right, and you might say you wouldn't say that you felt easy about it. You'd say you felt
be uneasy or nervous or worried about it.
Okay. And you might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
afraid or scared.
Okay. And someone that leaves a lot of money on the table and leaves the door unlocked, you'd say, is mighty
careless.
Okay. And there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
strange.
All right. Any other words for strange here that you might
weird say?
How about queer? Would that ever be used? Is that
queer?
In that sense, yeah.
Maybe a few years back, you might say queer. But I don't think not nowadays, because there are too many queers down there.
Now, when you say too many queers, what are you talking about?
Homosexuals or lesbians.
Okay. And when you're talking about the old days, when you were young, had that started in?
Well, you might say he's a little weird, a little strange, just thinking, or his mind wandered off. You know, he'd be talking about one thing and then switch to something else.
Okay. All right. If a man is very sure of his own ways and never wants to change, you say, don't be so.
But optimistic?
No. He's
no.
Not so much that way, but you know, like, let's say you want him to change his mind and he just will not do it.
Stubborn.
Okay.
That's me, once I made up my mind.
Okay. How about somebody that you just can't joke with without losing their temper? You say, he is mighty
touchy.
Okay. And how about, you say, I was just kidding him, I didn't know he'd get
riled up.
Anything else?
Kicked off.
Anything else?
Riled up, ticked off, mad.
All right.
Upset.
How about somebody's about to lose their temper, you just tell them, just
cool it.
All right. How about
take it easy.
Or just
relax. Keep cool, relax.
All right. Or keep calm.
Calm.
Okay. And if you've been working very hard, you say you are very
tired.
Or you are
bushed or beat.
Okay. And
exhausted.
Okay. And you might say you're very, very tired. You might say, I am all
what?
I am completely
exhausted, beat. You'd use about the same words. I'm pooped out.
How about something instead of pooped there?
Dead.
Okay. How about, like if I was very, very tired, which it was about 2 days ago, I'd say I'm just all
worn out.
There you go. That's maybe a bit. Okay, and if a person, like yesterday you saw her and she's just fine, just healthy and nimble. And then last night, a disease attacked her.
Mm-hmm.
And you would say that suddenly, you know, they have some disease. You say last night she
was fine.
Right, but you know.
In good health.
Right, and then last night she,
what?
You know, the act of coming.
Came down with whatever it was.
Okay. How about, would you say, all right, if you sit in a draft, you say, last night I
quarter dry, quarter cold.
All right. Okay. And how about still back to this person, you say, if she is sick today and it started on Sunday, you might say, Sunday she blank sick.